It's Aloha Wednesday, 3 days to the race day. Woo! And it's breakfast with Bob.
And Pacho Man, everybody! We are brought to you by Hoka Polar UCAN VeloFix, Normatec Active Canyon Bicycles, Form Goggles, Amp Human, and we do our championship edition at Four Seasons Resort Hualalai. Celebrating 10 years here at Huggles on the Rocks, and somebody who has been with us at Four Seasons Resort Hualalai, I think every year we've been there, the great, the woman who has won 5 70.3 world championships and is seeking her 5th Ironman world championship, please give it up for the great Daniela Reif. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. Thank you.
Always such an honor to get to chat with you. So how was Maui training? Went well?
Yeah, it went really well. I knew I had some work to do, and it was three good weeks, three very focused weeks, and lots of time trawling. We had one corner that's 27K, and we did that a lot of times, just around.
Oh, so a loop that over and over again.
So, yeah, no, it's, yeah, loop, exactly, not a corner, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, lots of training, of course, but, yeah, really nice training as well. Good place to train. I really enjoyed it.
Is it nice to go, you know, a place that's not where you're racing? You know, sort of go to Maui, even though it's the same weather, but it's different. Rather than training on the course that you're going to be racing on.
Yeah, I mean, I felt actually it was hotter than it was here.
Oh.
And it's really good to have, like, you know, be close, but you're in the same time zone. But then not having to ride on the race course every day is, for me, it helps, you know, to save that excitement for the race. So you kind of do your block, and then, you know, okay, that's done. And then you go to the race, and you get that new, fresh, you know, excitement in your head that it's soon, race day, and you ride over the Queen K, and
right.
It still feels fresh. And I that's why I always like to come here not too early. So then I feel, you know, ready in my head to really go hard on the Queen
great,
K.
Have a great day.
Yeah.
Right from the very first time you came here, you got second your first time out, and then you ended up, you've won every time since. What is it about this island that works so well for you?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's a hard race. I love the challenge, and I always try to be at the best shape I can be.
Yes.
In that race, and so far it worked out pretty well, and now
pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just tried. That's what I tried to do. I mean, yeah, the preparation was definitely great, and I think the challenge is what I really love. The heat, the humidity, it's for everyone, it's the same. And the wind can be tough on you, and the course is really tough as well. So it's kind of like the harder it gets, the kind of more excited I get.
Right. Well, and last year it was harder because you got stung by jellyfish during the swim. And so you were further back in the swim than normal. When you overcome that and win the race, and not only win the race, but shatter the course record. Is that something that you'll carry with you? That, okay, I won the other years, but last year I really sort of, I challenged myself to do something I'd never done before.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't ask for a jellyfish sting.
No.
But yeah, of course it makes it even more crazy, you know, that. And also I think for the confidence to be able to come out of such a situation really helps for any situation in the future.
Right.
Because it really shows that it's never too late. You can always turn
right.
around and make it a good day. And that's what I always try to think about, like when I'm in a bad situation in a race. I mean, it's a long race. You're always going to have a moment where you don't feel so good.
Right.
And is these moments, what you do with these moments is how your day in the end turns out. And if you can be thinking positive in that moment, then it's still an open day.
So the last couple of years, it's been Lucy Charles off the front in the swim, off the front on the bike, and eventually you catch her somewhere during a bike ride. Do you see this year, do you go online and see what other people are doing and think about, okay, this year it looks like it's going to be something very similar? Or do you just let things play out the way they play out?
They're going to play out how they're going to play out anyway. So it's very hard to predict anything. I don't really look at the other results too much. I know there's a lot of strong athletes.
A lot of strong women.
I met a few just a few weeks ago in Nice. It's going to be an amazing race. I think, you know, having new athletes, Kona rookies, this makes it always interesting to see how they perform. And definitely it's going to be a hard battle. I expect Lucy to ride really strong. And I know I definitely have to show my best to be able to, you know, fight for the win.
Right. And what I love about the 70.3 Worlds is that mix of athletes. You have Ironman champions like yourself, and there are some great other 70.3 athletes, plus the ITU athletes coming up. Do you enjoy that whole mix of women? Because there's some women you've never raced before.
Yeah, definitely. It brings out the new dynamic. It really showed it in Nice. I mean, I had a fantastic swim coming out of the water with Holly Lawrence was for me a good performance.
Yeah.
And then so that was kind of my excitement. But then I looked around and I realized there's 15 other girls swimming that well. So it shows the level of the sport and how everyone is improving. And it makes it tougher to, you know, you have to really fight for the win, and it makes it more interesting to watch, I think.
So you went to the Olympics twice. If somebody had told you after your second Olympic experience that in a few years you're going to be the very best long-distance triathlete on the planet, what would you have said?
I would have laughed, for sure.
Yeah.
Because, I never dared to dream about something like this. It's still amazing. When I look back what happened with my career, I did feel I had a good career in my Olympic years and had a few good races and won good Olympics. And then I wasn't quite sure if that might have been it as well. And glad I found some study where I had a bit of found some more balance in my life and then came back and started to enjoy it even more. You know, when I found the balance with my studies, I realized how much I love the sport and that I didn't want to lose it. And that's where I started to get better again. And it's amazing what I what was possible the last years. And it makes me of course makes me proud, but also very grateful.
What I love is with your coach Brett Sutton, you wanted to do Zurich the Olympic distance. He wanted you to do the full, and the compromise was, so they're both the same weekend, that you would do the Olympic and the full. That was the compromise.
Correct.
Yeah, you sort of lost that one. That was
that was the start. That's where I lost, but also the start of a lot of winning. I'm really glad I did it.
So you win the Olympic, and then you win the full, and that gets you here. And what did you know about this place before you first came over? Because you were more of an Olympic distance athlete. You had finished seventh in your first Olympics, and I'm guessing you didn't know a heck of a lot about this place or this race.
Yeah, that's true. I was totally shocked to be here, to be honest. When I raced Zurich in July, I didn't even think about Kona, and then suddenly I had the chance to be able to, you know, compete, and suddenly people were also talking that I could, you know, race for the win, and it was all happening very fast. And I came here and I didn't know much about the island, and it was fun because I went out and just went really
no
hard and just, you know, had a blast. And I'm definitely very proud to on that race. But it was very special. It's so many impressions happened in that first year and not knowing the race course. I still remember that part when I came down the energy lap. You don't really notice when you run down, you just feel good.
Yes.
But then you turn around, you run up, then you really feel it. And that's what I didn't know, that coming out of the energy lab was kind of a hill.
Right.
And I realized it was 12K to go.
Yes.
And not 9K, which I kind of had in my head. It's only 9K to go. And but that time I was still leading, so I was in a good position, but suddenly my head was just all over the place. Within about 10 seconds, I had I was bonking, had a cramp, and I just realized, oh my God, it's still, you know, 12K. So, it shows that even then, like, you know, had that bad moment I never forget. Like when I was running just a few days ago back there, I still remember how I felt back then. And it's good to remember these little moments where you had like a little bit of a problem, because I also overcame that problem and made it to the finish eventually. So, it's a lot of good memories from 2014, yeah.
Well, and what's great about 2014, you didn't win. You got the second place to Marinda Carfrae, who ran past you, but you gained a lot from that. You were excited about the second place. I remember watching you come across the line. Obviously, you wanted to win, and you take ownership of a race when you have it for that long. But second place was first time out was pretty special.
Yeah, it was mixed feelings. I was disappointed that I lost by so close.
Yes.
I was disappointed for maybe a few minutes or a few hours, and then I realized what I achieved. And I mean, you can never be disappointed if you give your best.
Yes.
And that's what I did that day. I gave my absolutely best, and I showed everything I had, and I had nothing left on that finish line. So for me, that race is still a win. It was still
absolutely
one of the best performances, and I'm still proud of that race because I couldn't have done any better that day. It was just all I had. So that when I realized that, I was actually very happy. And then you have to face later where you're like, okay, yeah, I'm happy, but I want to do it better next year. So it definitely gave me a lot of motivation also for the year after. Miranda showed me how good, she can run, and that was very motivating for me. And I definitely, for me, it was kind of a goal to be able to run as fast as she runs one day.
And so coming back, how did that change your training leading into the following year in 2015?
We had much more time. In 2014, we didn't really train for Ironman racing, and so that definitely helped. We had more miles in the legs, another year in the legs. It's always a process. You can't expect the results to be there after 5 months straight away, and you need getting used to time trialing. To be in the position for so long is a process. You can't just your back is gonna thank you if you take it a bit easy, and you adjust your position slowly, and so we worked on all that parts, but in general we didn't change a lot. It was just another year of solid training with Brett, and that helped me to get really fit for 2015.
And this year you've done some different type of races. You went to Op d'Huez, which is awesome, and it got you ready for the 70.3 Worlds. And these courses are so different. This course is Roly, and that course is so technical, Nice. Trying to balance and win both races, two different distances, two entirely different type of courses. How hard has that been?
It's okay. I mean, I train in the altitude, in the mountains.
Yes.
So for me, having Alpe d'Huez or Trans Vorarlberg from the Spirit Series were actually perfect, training races. They're really hard races. You have to really push that bike, and it's a lot of climbing, and that makes you also strong for the flat parts. So for me, I saw it as an opportunity to get stronger on the bike, and same with Nice. I mean, I always trained in the hills, so I knew I'm not a super fast climber. I've always been better by pushing the big gears in the flat.
Right.
But to have this race, it helped me to challenge the best athletes. It's always 7.3 Worlds is very competitive as well, and so to get out there and face the best athletes is a good challenge and good fun. So I just had to kind of play with what I had, and that day it was the downhill which saved me, and so I could just kind of sneak away in the downhill and come home with a strong run. So it's you have to adjust on the course, and that keeps it, I think, also fun and interesting.
So one person has won five in a row here. Mark Allen has won five times in a row, and you could become the second person to win here five times in a row. What would that mean to you?
I don't know.
Or do you even think about stuff like that?
I don't really count the titles, really, or I don't think it's that I need to do anything to win. I think what I need to do is to do anything to show the best performance I can.
Yes.
And I'm really keen to show some fast racing and strong performance, and that's what I want to do. I want to go out there and show what I prepared. I feel prepared well, and I definitely think I've done the work to be honoring that race and to be able to be very competitive out there. So I want to go out there and have a blast. And if it's enough for the win, then that would be amazing. Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be back at Four Seasons with a new pastry for you.
That would be even more amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a huge round of applause for the world's greatest triathlete right now, Daniela Reif. Honcho man.
It's Aloha Wednesday, 3 days to the race day. And it's breakfast with Bob and Daniela.
That's a wrap for day three. Thanks, everybody. Tequila.
Just one shot.
Not for me.